The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin. Is the Singapore watch market exploding? And what opportunities could there be for high-end luxury watch collectors and investors today? I'm going to just gently click on a beautiful Risha Mille on my wrist just to get into the mood. Aesthetics, brands, historical importance, they all matter to watch collectors. But where is value to be found in the watch collecting market? And are more women joining the club of horology? I'm going to find out with watch enthusiast and co-founder of a soon-to-be-launched 33 Club. That's a new private members club for those of us who collect luxury watches. Terence O joins me now. Good morning, Terence.
Good morning.
Well, I have to start by asking which watch you're wearing today.
Oh, right now I'm wearing the Rolex President Day-Date.
Fabulous. And we're going to dive into your collection in just a while. But first up, Terence, give us a sense of the watch market here in Singapore. How has it changed over the years? Has COVID really kick-started things? I know around the world, we saw the demand for vintage watches go up because of COVID, and luxury watch sales have gone up as well. Give us a sense of the watch market scene right here in Singapore.
I think it is exploding right now. It has certainly peaked in 2021. Many people are turning into luxury watch as a form of alternate investment as compared to the conventional investment tools. So right now we have a very flourishing and prosperous watch industry right now.
Wonderful. So in terms of being a collector yourself, what are some of the market trends that you're seeing shape up?
I think we are getting more in numbers. Volume definitely is climbing up. More people are turning into watches as a form of value retention and also capital protection. So we definitely see more people turning into watches. We can see the popular brands such as Richard Mille, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe, and these are the brands that people are starting to pick up, and their prices are shooting into the sky right now.
Can't wait to talk about that. So I hear prices of Rolex watches skyrocketed during the first several months of 2022. They dipped a little before the year's end. But is the Rolex like the granddaddy of watches, you know, sort of like the gold of the stock market, would you say?
Rolex, yes. There are definitely other brands to consider. We can talk about Richard Mille. So Richard Mille generally appreciates over time due to his low production count and also his high demand. Certain models of Richard Mille, such as the recently released RM88, have already appreciated 400 to 500% of its retail price, and is going to appreciate more due to its limited production count of only 50 pieces.
Ah, thanks for that tip. So tell us, you know, you mentioned that a lot more people are turning to watches as a means to retain value and as a form of alternative investment. What sort of watches are people interested in if they're looking at this whole aspect of alternative investment?
I think there are a few big brands that you can consider first. Right, firstly, there's the Richard Mille, there's the Patek Philippe, there's Audemars Piguet, and then lastly, there's Rolex. Then in every brand, there's certain series that are more popular, such as the Patek Philippe Nautilus series, which includes the discontinued model 5711 and also the latest 5811. It is highly sought after due to its design as the sports model of Patek Philippe.
Exciting. Can you share some examples of the type of dollar value appreciation that some of these watches can provide?
So for the 5711, it was going for around 50 over grand, Sing dollars, back then. And then right now, for certain colors, it can go up to around 200,000. And then for certain colors, it can go also up to 500,000 to 600,000.
So you say back then, are you talking about pre-pandemic or what sort of years are we talking about?
Maybe back in 2019 when it was still in production. So for the current model that's in production, the 5811, it is being retailed for around 55 to 60 grand. and is being traded for around $300,000 to $400,000 right now.
So interesting. Well, I have to ask, because we were looking at inflation data in Singapore, and you know, Singapore's core inflation at about 5.1%. Do you think inflation, which sees people cut back on some of their purchases, do you think this will have an influence on the watch market here?
I think the luxury watch market audience is being targeted very specifically at a specific group of audience. And the more people are looking to retain their investment value and also their capital protection, they will look for investment that can provide this for them. They'll be looking at properties, they'll be looking at equities, they'll be looking at things like watches right now. So watches are things that are appreciating over time, and it can certainly provide capital protection.
Can you give us some examples of what's become highly sought after timepieces?
One of which we can talk about the Patek Philippe Celestial, which is the 6102 and 6104. It is extremely rare. We don't see it regularly in our everyday dealership, etc. So you have to look for, you look really hard for one. This is something that's highly sought after. And there are certain RM models, Richard Mille models, that are also highly sought after, such as the RM55, such as the RM88, and also the RM29.
So interesting. The watch market here in Singapore, you mentioned we're seeing a boom, and you say that there is an increase in the volume. Can you give us a sense of who the major players are here in Singapore?
Back then, luxury watch trading and investment was limited to the higher net worth only. So only the higher net worth, they are dabbling in luxury watch investments. But right now, people are becoming more and more savvy, investment savvy. So more people are looking into watch investments as well. We are talking about entry tickets of maybe 30,000, 50,000 to 100,000. So many of our Singaporeans, younger crowd, are also turning into watches as a form of accessory that they can wear daily and also to appreciate their value over time.
Interesting. And it's like collecting a piece of art, really, if you are into these timepieces. Are you seeing more women join what's been seen as a boys' club?
It sure is. So back then, it was more of a boys' club. Right now, it's really balanced. Ladies and women, they are really joining into the scene. There's a women series coming up, ladies series. There's ladies Richard Mille, ladies Patek Philippe that are targeted and dedicated to the ladies only. And these watches have seen a significant jump in value as well of up to 300%.
Wow. Well, speaking of an appreciation in value, at the end of the line, where does the high-end collector go to cash out?
Most of the mass market watches, you'll be able to encash them in major platforms. But for watches that are exceeding a million or two, these are watches that are really private and they exchange hands without even being publicly listed. Now, I know a lot of major players that are pretty private and low profile. So this is a really tight and private circle. And cashing a rare timepiece isn't really a problem if you are in the right network circle.
So is that part of the reason why we're seeing the 33 Club, which is touted as a private members club for luxury timepieces? You're going to launch next week, am I right?
Definitely. So 33 Club is set to have its grand opening on the 31st of January.
Congratulations. And this is meant to be an inner circle, so to speak?
Yes, so it's a private members club, and then we focus on watches, luxury watch trading, and also luxury watch investment.
And do you have to be invited to the club to join?
Right now, yes, you have to be invited, you have to be recommended, and there will be profiling done. So you have to be a watch lover to be in this watch space, first of all. And you have to be someone looking for value and investments in the watch industry as well.
Interesting. We're going to talk about how to get started building a watch collection. But first, we must talk about the counterfeit market. You know, people pop off to certain countries in the region and they come back with a watch that looks like a Rolex or looks like a Richard Mille but isn't. So can you give us some tips on what we should be looking out for when we're, you know, really interested in investing and we want to avoid the counterfeits? What can we do?
Counterfeits are really well made these days. I think the first rule is to not purchase from a platform or source that you have even the slightest doubt with. Secondly, you must always send the watch for authentication at a reputable service center prior to completing of any transaction. You cannot be complacent in any transaction as most trades involve a significant amount. Be 1,000% sure, even if it's from a friend or family, to prevent any misunderstandings.
Yeah, that's a good one. So if you have the slightest doubt, don't buy. Basically, don't get buy. To know someone in the 33 Club who's a friend who can perhaps advise you otherwise. Now, how does one get started on investing in the watch market? Do you have some tips for our listeners who maybe not in the 350,000 price range? Maybe they are. Maybe they're in the 6,000 price range. They just want to get their foot wet. You know, they want to dip their toes in the market. Where should they start?
They should start at 33 Club. Entering the luxury watch space, first you must know about luxury watch. You know what you want and what is it you're looking for, really. If you're looking to buy one, you have a timepiece in mind and it's something mm-hmm. that you like, or you are looking for something that will appreciate in value over time. Now, getting all of this information, you have to be in touch with someone that knows the watch space. So to understand all this information that you are trying to know. So I think joining a watch circle, having some watch friends will be really beneficial to one to get started.
I mean, if someone's coming into this industry because they want to make a profit, what are the sources of information that they can turn to that's publicly available maybe? What do you use?
I don't think there's any information that's publicly made available to public to let them know that which watch is going to appreciate over time. It really comes with experience and it really comes to understanding of the demand in the local scene. Which watches is more popular, which models have more people looking for it, and really comes from a circle, an understanding of a circle, to see that what are the models that everyone is chasing after, and these are the models to go after.
Mm-hmm. But presumably you're participating in a global market, right? So it's about the global trends. What does everybody pretty much want these days? And for some insight into that, I wonder if you could share what is prized in your collection today.
So at 33 Club, we are in touch with various global groups as well, watch groups. Mm-hmm. So to trade and also to buy and sell watches, we also exchange information about what is the latest demand and what are the models that are sought after right now that we would like to acquire for our club members. So talking about price, collection, I think I do have some Richard Mille, one of which is the RM55 Barbara Watson, which was the first Richard Mille that I've got. It has gotten a good appreciation value to it, but I'm probably not going to let it go for some time.
And in percentage, what does that appreciation look like in terms of percentages?
Not crazy. I probably got around 250% for it. So, but it means something to me. So this has something.
Wow.
So you're holding on to it.
Wonderful. So 33 Club is the private members club for watch lovers, and it will bring together a community of collectors and experts as well. It's going to be at Raffles Place. Now, why have you decided to name it 33?
Because 33 in Chinese it stands for ascending, so that we are always on an ascending pattern.
Ah, okay. So what sort of services would I be able to look forward to? I'm sure clubs like these are all about white glove bespoke services. What can members expect?
So over the years, friends and associates have asked me about assisting to acquire watches for them, asking me which watch will appreciate and which watch will be a better choice to purchase, etc. So back then when we held events and watch meets, we never had a permanent venue together. So this is how 33 started, where we invest, purchase, and trade luxury watches. Now, being in here will bring you into a tight private circle of luxury watch owners. Like you said, 33 is a two-story private members club located in Raffles Place with a watch boutique and luxury spa. So the watch boutique and the luxury spa is open to public. However, the rest of the club premises and the events are dedicated exclusively to members only. Being a member, you'll be able to tap on our network to source and purchase the timepiece that you have been looking for with a peace of mind, as we handle everything from shipping to insurance to authentication for you at the club.
So join the club of the rising sun. That's what 33 refers to in Chinese, right? So I'm sure from some beautiful timepieces, there's also the possibility of sampling some good food, wine, whiskey?
Definitely. So when we appreciate some timepiece, we definitely need something to drink. So we do have some whiskey, wine, and some light bites that we have at the club. So we can always gather at our own comfort. There's also a luxury spa So if you are ever tired or you need a break, you can go for a massage just on level two.
It's a full experience. After you're tired shopping, have a massage. Terrence, we wish you all the best with the 33 Club, and thanks for chatting with us about investing in this fascinating circle of watches, horology. We appreciate it, Terrence. Have a great day ahead.
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
Terrence Oh, co-founder of the 33 Club Singapore. I'm Michelle Martin. And this is Money and Me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.